live and local every morning. You're listening to Paul Miller on WPHN.
All right, Tuesday, time to talk travel with Deanne Colin from St. Clair Travel. Deanne, good morning.
Good morning.
You are just all over the place.
I am.
Glad that we were able to catch you here in St. Clair County for a day.
My goodness. I'm here for 5 days. Hold on to your hats.
So we were just talking off the air about the cruise ship, and I've seen a few of them lately. This was a huge cruise ship, though, that passed by Port Huron in the St. Clair River the other day.
Yes, that was Victory Cruises, and I happened to be in Mexico in the Yucatan with Victory Cruises at the same time,
yeah,
talking about their cruise from Cancun area over to Campeche. So what fun it was to have my coworker send me a picture of it. I said, like, who's passing in St. Clair? So I had kind of like, I could put a banner up in front of my house and I could say hi to you guys.
There you go, exactly. So Victory Cruises.
Yes, you know, it's a 200-passenger, 100-cabin ship. It is a very luxurious, if you can believe it. I was kind of hesitant to go. Not that I didn't think it would be a great cruise line, mm-hmm. but, you know, we've seen some in the past, and they're European-owned, and they were not exactly what I would say what I want to sell. Yeah. Victory is reestablishing itself as an affluent cruise line. What we did, what they are going to be noted for is their land excursions. What they're doing, like, they're going to have many itineraries, and it's too much to go over, but I know that you're going to do Montreal, you're going to do Quebec, you're going to do Cleveland, Detroit, Toronto, up in northern Canada a little bit, then shoot over to Mackinac, Milwaukee, Chicago.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's not, and people are saying, oh, it's $6,000, it's $4,000. The problem is it's 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's so much money. And if you want to do the Great Lakes, you're doing some great spots.
Right.
Back to their excursions. When you get to Mackinac, for instance, they pick you up by horse-drawn carriage, take you around the island. They take you into the Grand Hotel. You have lunch. You get to have a tour of the grounds. Then you can walk into town and see all the shops. And then you also have a half a day to go ahead and bicycle, do what you want. That's just one of the excursions. And every single spot is like that. They only do the top-rated restaurants in the area.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is included. It's an all-inclusive cruise.
Wow.
There's nothing you pay for.
I know a couple of years ago on Mackinac Island, one of those cruise ships, maybe the same one, was docked there. And I talked to a guy that said that he and his wife had always wanted to see the Great Lakes. They were from Massachusetts and had never been to the Great Lakes before. They'd always wanted to visit Chicago and see the Great Lakes. So that's how they did it. And they said it's just absolutely incredible.
It is. You know, these cruise lines have so much trouble with the dockage. And I was I was with four of the top people of Victory. It was really an honor to be there. And what we did in Mexico, if you want to do authentic Mexico, again, great. I mean, I did Chichen Itza at sunrise. It was only our group of 16. Mm-hmm. And that's how the ship will be doing only them.
Wow.
And then at night, we went and saw a laser show in Chichen Itza. We stayed at a hotel, actually, in Chichen Itza, which is all the Mayan ruins. And we got to walk through the jungle. And, you know, I get to my room and I've got this big net over my bed. And luxurious hotel, but very, very mm-hmm. authentic. So I'm jumping from Great Lakes to Yucatan because those are their two favorite spots. They also do Cuba.
Oh, wow.
And again, top-rated excursions. If I wouldn't have just got back, we went to a restaurant our first day that was in the cenote.
Mm-hmm.
This restaurant in downtown Playa del Carmen, you never would have thought it was there. You go, you walk in through the gates, and then you walk down the stones, and all over are these cenotes and little tables set up all over. Food was fabulous. Really, truly had some really authentic, wonderful Mexican food. No spicy foods for me, but my friend I met, she loved Mexican food and spice. So she was our taste tester for everything. But I'll tell you, if you want to get a good price on Victoria Cruise Lines, we are one of the top agencies that are going to be promoting them. And I'm excited because they go right by St. Clair, Maryville,
yeah,
Port Huron.
Right, absolutely.
And what a cool thing,
yeah.
You know, how for me to be able to say, I see that ship go by. So if you want any information, it's kind of, I'm kind of jumping around just because I was in Mexico learning about the Great Lakes.
Yeah.
And, but I'm seeing all the Mexican tours and I'm going, wow, the tours you do are specialties. Mm-hmm. They're not something everybody's going to do. And they're, you know, it's private.
Yeah. What a great way to tour and to cruise. And, you know, if people think that being on a cruise ship is just one thing because they were, you know, on a cruise ship once and had this experience, there's so many different options now.
What was really funny was I had said to them, I'm from the Great Lakes, we're unsalted. And they're looking at me. And the one of the manager BDMs from Victoria Cruise Line goes, can we use that? I go, well, yeah, Michigan does.
I'll tell you, anybody that has not been to the Great Lakes and has some preconceived notion of what a lake looks like, they are shocked when they get here. It's like an ocean. Well,
it is like an ocean.
That's why they call them the Great Lakes. They're enormous.
When you wake up in the morning on the lakes, it's just like waking up in Mexico on the ocean.
Absolutely.
I mean, the sun hits the water.
Yeah.
We are so, so lucky. And it's funny, it's unsalted.
And
a couple people were like, oh, well, we don't really go in the ocean. I'm like, oh, you'd go in Michigan's
absolutely,
rivers and lakes, you know.
Yeah.
And they could not understand St. Clair River at all. They couldn't understand how come I could see Canada from my house. You know, they're just like, what? I don't get it. And I'm like, you got to do the cruise to see it.
Yeah, you got to come visit. There you go. Well, if somebody is interested in one of those cruises or any other kind of a trip or travel, what do they need to do?
They're going to call St. Clair Travel, 810-329-7163.
All right, thanks, Dan.